first of all, I want to thank again, like always, Rabbi Yosef Friedman for organizing it. I was wondering, I went to hear the Sunday presentation about end of life, and that wasn't only that was over there in Wheaton, and I guess I figured it was sort of a parallel mahalach. On Torah it says Chai Olam Not B'Seichenu. So the alternative is either you sit and learn or you start worrying about end of life and palliative care. It was so, a sort of a zelu maseh, I guess that was the setup, like pick your choice, like Torah is Rifoisu Lipsarim and versus palliative care. So Yashar Koyach for emphasizing that point, but Akapanim, it's extraordinary that besides bringing everybody together around learning, which is the way everybody should come together, you enable the community to be nene from all sorts of people and divertir that we wouldn't have, to bring in people from all over. So Yashar Koyach and Bez Hashem, keep doing tremendous things for Batzis Torah and so on. The topic, I guess, what we want to learn through the sugya today is a little bit unusual. I had the idea when Rav Moshe Shields called me and asked if I want to do something on the main topic or something on Dvarim. I guess he meant to Churban or something like that, but I actually wanted to do something on Dvarim. It's an inyan that sort of is very unclear. I want to go through a little bit the Mekairis about the relationship of Torah, of Mishnah Torah to the rest of Torah. What exactly is Dvarim? Is it the same? Is it different or not? I want to look at it on two levels, and I think it's important to understand why we want to look at it in two levels, to understand the picture of Torah. The place to look for answers for a question like that are Rishonim. Rishonim deal in the Pshat HaInyan, certainly in Pshat Halacha, and before a person says any Pshatlach, Vertlach, Joshis, and so on, one needs to look and understand the thing in sort of a very substantive way, in the way Rishonim deal with it. The Rishonim, on the other hand, even after we get through explaining the relationship or how to categorize the different parts, the question is now in terms of what's the inyan shabbat? Why? It's Moshe Madavadim. If you build a building, you have an engineer that plans out the building, and that deals with substantial issues of what's going to hold up what and where the stress and strain is going to be. You have an architect that puts in the meaning that the different parts of the building are supposed to convey, and the reason why this is small and cozy and this is grand and imposing and so on. So we're going to look at the Mekairis that create the problem. We're going to look at some Rishonim that give the Hezbah. And then we're going to look in two or three places that deal more with the Teuchen Sheboy and try to get some deeper sense of it. So first, the Mekairis. Let's take a look at page number one. There are three Mamari Chazal, a little bit more, but these are the basic ones. The first one is the Medrash Tanchuma. Eil Advarim Shadiba Moshe. Amri Yisrael, Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu with a taina, or with a question. Es molamata lo yish dvarim anoichi. Yesterday you said I'm not a yish dvarim. Ve'achshav ata medabek kol kach. Eilo advarim shi Moshe, now you're talking. Now, Moshe was talking for 40 years. 39 years Moshe was talking. So what are the taina to him? Amri Yitzchak, im ato chayecha shaneyas ha-teira v'israpi. Moshe galomus kol ha-teira. Torah is a refuah. Moshe Rabbeinu finished learning Kol HaTorah. This is a repeat session, so to speak. So now he was Nisrape and he was able to speak. Without understanding more what the Medrash means, but the basic outline of the Medrash is like this. The Torah is finished at the end of Bamidbar. Now it's Moshe, once he finishes Kol HaTorah Kula, he's now able to speak on his own. Moshe Rabbeinu's inability to speak before was due to the fact that he hadn't finished Torah. Once he finished Torah, he was an Ish Dvarim. Moshe did speak before. Moshe said the whole Torah. The Torah says it must refer not to the physical ability to say things, but it's referring to content. Kvad peh and so on means the ability to express it. So until now, Moshe only said what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, and now Moshe is giving his own drasha. Ela dvarim ashadiba Moshe. It's a clear sense of Moshe's drashas, and therefore it is the chiddush that he can actually speak now. I remember once somebody came to me yeshiva. They usually didn't let outside his daven, but occasionally somebody, some I guess wealthy nadva, some came from Chutz Laaretz, said he davened Meirv one yontiv, and it was pretty difficult Meirv to listen to. And somebody marked to me that he always had a kasha. It says Oz Yasha Moshe. Moshe was a kvat peh. How could he sing? Teretz says when you cross over the yam, even the kvat peh thinks he can sing. That was what somebody told me. Some letz told behind me. But getting back to the serious stuff. But the Chazal certainly implies that point. The Chazal certainly is implying there's a very big difference between Dvarim and before. One, that Torah seems to end before. Two, that the Burim of Moshe start here, and these are the Burim of Moshe, and not whatever was before. That's one Chazal, but it's a Medrash. Next, what? I don't know. This is what it says. Don't have any other sense of it. Next, is a Gemara Megillah. This is a Gemara, and this is a Halacha. Halacha Lemaisa. It's a Gemara Megillah. It says, It's the perek over there which speaks about the Kriyas HaTorah and different Kriyas HaTorah, and what you can be mafsik and what you can't be mafsik, what you're laying, when you're laying. So it says ve'ei mafsikim beklolos. You're not supposed to be mafsik in klolos. Amar bayin, fourth line down. Loishanu elo beklolos shebetoras kanim. Avol klolos shebe mishne Torah poisik. When you're laying the klolos and vayikro, you're not allowed to stop. And the reason is because Musa Hashem b'ni al timas. You're not supposed to ekilu. You're tired of the Musa. You're supposed to be able to take the Musa from beginning to end. In Dvarim, you're allowed to. Why? My timer. Halolo b'loshen rabim amuros. The klolos in vayikro are said b'loshen rabim. U'moishe mipi ha'gvura amran. Moishe said it mipi ha'gvura. V'halolu, these in Dvarim, Yochid Amurois, they said Baloshin Yochid, U'moishim Piatz Amran, and it's Moishim Piatz Moish. So Chazal give us, first of all, a halachic nafgemina between Dvarim and the rest. The halachic nafgemina is whether it's you can be poisik or not be poisik, and a categorization that one is mipi hagvura, and one is meisha mipi atzim amran. That's the difference. However you'll interpret it, there's a difference, something about the tzuras ha-teira, l'chura, and the nafgemina will be l'alacha. Rashi says over here, on the side, I pasted on Rashi on the side. See, the mile of these sheets is like, you're not supposed to take money for teaching, only for tirch involved. So I think I earned the salary on the pasting here. So it was a lot of work pasting. So on the side, Meishim Pekvur Amran, Benase Shliach Loimakai. And he became a shliach to say it. Amali HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sharei Amurim B'Loshim V'Nasati V'Ifkadati V'Shalachti. It's spoken in the singular. It's as if Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that's doing it. It can't be Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu can't be saying V'Ifkadati on himself. He's a shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say it. Avu Mishnah Yaksiv Yak HaShem Yad Bik HaShem B'Cha Moshe Omran Me'elov In Tavon Tzoysov, Hu Yavker Aleichem. So Rashi says, in the very tone of what it says, there's a difference. In Vayikra, he's speaking in the lashon of the subject. I will do this. I will do this. In Dvarim, it's a narrative. He will do this. He will do this. He will do this. So that's how Rashi explains it. Tosis adds, Moshe Me'atzma Amram Uberuach HaKodesh. He said it in Ruach HaKodesh, which still doesn't make it better in any way. Torah is a lot more than Ruach HaKodesh. Ksuvim is written Ruach HaKodesh. Torah is not, it's hard to understand what Tosis wants over here, because even if it's Ruach HaKodesh, it doesn't make it more than Ksuvim. Like upon him, that's a Gemara, and it's a Halacha L'Maaseh Gemara. The next Gemara in Sanhedrin is also a halacha, I don't know the word the maisa, but it's a halacha, a kle halacha, and it says as follows. Ton Rabbanan. There's a lav and a declaration that someone who's dvar Hashem baza is ikaris tikaris. What is dvar Hashem baza? One is apikaris megalaponim b'toyers like halacha meifer bris. And then we have Tanya Idach, three lines from the bottom. Ki dvar Hashem baza ze ha'oime ein toyrim min hashamayim. Person denies Torah min Hashamayim. Vafilu oma kol haTorah kula min Hashamayim chutz mipasuk zeh. Shel oma Kadosh Baruch Hu ela Moshe mipi atzmoi. Zehu kidvar Hashem baza. Vafilu oma kol haTorah kula min Hashamayim chutz midiktuk zeh. Mikal b'chaim zeh. Shav zeh kidvar Hashem baza. So a very clear Gemara, almost echoing the same Lashon. I mean, you almost have the same words used, that saying that that any pasuk is Moshe mipi atzmoi is dvar Hashem baza. And the same, and here it says that the klolos shabataras kam certainly in Mishnah Torah is Moshe mipi atzmoi. How do you understand the stira? How do you miyasha the stira? That is the central nekuda. The next two or three pieces we're not going to do inside. It's Isaiah in two or three places alludes to this contradiction and says, take a look, for instance. They're not easy Zohar. In other words, it's not a Zohar that's accessible to us readily, but I just want to point out the one, two, three, like the fourth paragraph on the first page. V'dohu dok muhu. It says Moshe mipi atzmoi omron. Me atzmoi letinon doesn't say atzmoi, ela mipi atzmoi. Halolon mipi agvura, valolon mipi atzmoi. Now, the Zohar here is medayik that it doesn't say me'atzmon, but mi'piatzmon. Even though the Gemara by us in both places use the word mi'piatzmon, but the Zohar says that that's a very central word. Again, the terminology the Zohar uses is a abstruse terminology for us, and it's not going to help us directly. He says the same thing in the next two pieces. In one place, he says, can't be. Can it be that he even said one? So again, it's medayik the word mipiatzmoy. The Zohar is medayik that it's not moish meyatzmoy, piatzmoy. More than that, it's not helpful to us. It's just it's not using any terminology for it. Those are the steerers as they are in Chazal, and that's the issue. By the way, the word Mishnah Torah, meaning Dvarim, is not used in Tanakh that way. The word Mishnah Torah, by all Rishonim, means simply a second Sefer Torah. The word Mishnah Torah is first used in the Rishonim that way, that they call it Mishnah Torah. But the Gemara, so Mishnah Torah in the sense of sort of a repetition or something like that, as being different, is Rishonim. So let's take a look. The first on page 3, we're going to see two or three Rishonim in what they say, and then we're going to and then we'll look at the main marker that I wanted to see. That's Miyashavi. The two or three Mekairis here are a Chubis Rashbash, a Chimiduran, one of the early Ashkenazim Rishonim, Ravan in his Chubis, and Shita Mugabetz in Brochis, which I've seen attributed to Ritva. I'm not quite sure, it's not clear who the Shita Mugabetz in Brochis is, but upon him, those are three Mekairis that speak about it. The first one is a Chubis Rashbash, and it says as follows. Umasha Omer Perek Asfina, Klola Shebetaras Kone Moshe Beino Olasham Omron, Umipia Gvura Omron, Shemisha Tera Moshe Omron Piatz Omron, Hakavonahi. Shekola Teira Zulas Mishnah Teira Le'oma Moshe Dovel and Piagvura. All of Teira was said Lechatchila to Klal Yisrael only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell them this and this and this. Moshe told this and this. Everything in Teira went as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Klal Yisrael this, this, and this, and this. Dabal Meisrova Mata. Kachoyim Yisrael. Mishnah Teira. Tchila Diba Moshe Kloisna Amisom Me'atzmai. First Moshe Rabbeinu. This was Moshe Rabbeinu when he said Dvarim the first time round. It was a Musa Shmuz that Moshe Rabbeinu said on his own. That's what it was. V'acharkach b'seifar boim shanim shas p'tirosei tzivoy yisparach lichtav koysa Dvarim v'akadosh baruch hu oimaloi v'koysiv k'yesh ne'emar lahalon mipiv yikorei l'kol Dvarim ha'elu v'ani koysiv al ha'sefer b'dyoi Moshe Fir sh'neinu Ramban zal b'tchilas chidushit Torah shaloi. V'klolosh b'toros kainim lo'omem Moshe Yisrael at she'shom p'yusha kadosh baruch hu v'shebimishna Torah b'tchila omem Moshe Yisrael me'atzmo yichak tzivoy kadosh baruch hu and so on. So the Rashbash gives us the first mahalach, and this is pretty much this is the dominant mahalach in the Rishonim, and it goes like this. Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Torah was said first by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe to tell them. It had no input from Moshe whatsoever. The other ones, Moshe Rabbeinu said on his own, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to write in the Torah. Let's resolve, when Chazal say Moshe said it in Atzmai, it's correct. On the other hand, Moshe didn't write anything in the Sefer Torah down on his own. If we have a Sefer Torah and it has Devarim over here, that's not Moshe Rabbeinu's addendum to Torah. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that, telling Moshe write a Sefer Torah. So the Diburim have two tzadim. The Diburim Atzmai was said by Moshe, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it, the writing in the Sefer Torah, the Shem Torah that's chal on it, is Moshe Rabbeinu telling it right in Sefer Torah. That is Rashbash. This is pretty much a mahalach that is going to be echoed in other places.
When did this happen?
What? So that's a shaila that goes to another shaila of whether Megillus Nitnu or Sefer Torah is Sefer Chasuma Nitna. Then we'll probably be going onto that shaila. What else? Somebody, yes.
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Haskama to Moshe's words.
Okay. Well. So the question is yes, but I have some other shailas. What Korach tainet is also written in the Torah. I mean, Korach statements are recorded in the Torah. So Bilam, at Adab, it says Sefer Bilam. It's called Sefer Bilam. What Eliezer Eved Avraham said is recorded twice in the Torah. Many other things. So the question is, so is there now any yichud? In other words, everything written in the Torah, all the quotations of people, and there are plenty of people that are less than tzaddikim. What Paro said, you know, Mi Hashem Hashem I love. So that's also recorded in the Torah. So where is the yichud of Divrei Moshe Rabbeinu? So is any different? So does it mean that the Divrei Moshe there are simply a recording of events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so fit? Is there any yichud? So why is Moshe Piatzman Amrad? It's not different than the Chamor of Bilam. What's the difference? That's a question that we need to bear in mind, and it'll become resolved once we understand. Once we'll see a little bit more the Teichnenian, we'll see it. Yes.
I don't understand why that's that big a question. I hear a little bit, but I mean, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu is not Chamor and is not Paro. He's the greatest person ever. So isn't that in itself already distinguishing it from?
So the question is, so Divrei Eilu Dvarim Shel Moshe is, so Sefer Dvarim Mitzad Moshe Rabbeinu over here. It says, Lo Yesh Dvarim Anoich, Now Meish Dvarim. These are Divrei Torah. It's what it presents. It's called Mishnah Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's speech is a chelik of Torah.
Right.
Is it more of a chelik of Torah than Korach's speech? You know, it's not mashma here that it's just a kind of a speech. Let's see. We'll see the next two pieces, and the question will become more clear.
Is it?
Yes.
It's significant that he says that Moshe Rabbeinu said it, then Akash Boko said it. And
Akash Boko dictated to him. But Akash Boko dictated the Kairach Strasha also to him. And
Dasabat. Say it right now, he just said it, and he said it over again.
He told him Ksoiv Advar Me'elet, but I guess we don't know how to put these words, but all of Torah, Moshe sat like a sefer and wrote what, like Ramban says, and like he mentioned, he wrote down what Akash Baruch Hu told him. So from Bereishis to Enkel Yisrael, everything that was said, what the Nachash told on Marishan, was also dictated by Akash Baruch Hu, and he wrote it down.
But those are just quotes, like in the middle of a story, things like
so,
that.
So,
here
so,
we have an entire.
Correct. So I'm asking. So, is there a yichud? Yes. But it's not Dvar Hashem, or is it Dvar Hashem? What is it exactly? That's where I'm trying to. It's somewhere is straddling into. It's not the same as the other ones. What is it exactly? In other words, they're giving us the Tzurich Yitzayin Yeshevoy. What happened? But that's where I'm driving. Well, we'll see. Let's take a look. Well, first of all, so let's look at the next piece, the Ravan and the Shita Mekubetzes and Brachis, or the Ritva. I saw it called as Ritva, Shita Mekubetzes, not sure. So the Shita Mekubetzes and Brachis is kind of not clear what it is, whose it is. The Ravan says like this, it's in the Tshuvas Ravan, Lamedalit. He speaks about there is one halachic difference between Dvarim and the other Sfarim, and that is as far as Dorshin Smuchin. There's a shayla if you Dorish Smuchin in the Torah, and Reb Yudah holds that even the Mandiyomet, it's not Dorish Smuchin, called the Torah Kula, but in Mishnah Torah is Dorish. V'tayma, second line over here. Da'filu man deloy Dorish Smuchin, called the Torah Mishnah Torah is Dorish. V'tayma, why? Mishum the chola Torah m'piyah Gvura Nemra. The all of Torah was said in Piyah Gvura. V'ein mukdam m'uchar. And the reason why you can't be Dorish Smuchin is because no mukdam m'uchar. Avol Moshe sesida Mishnah Torah pasha chapasha, but Moshe when he said it over lesida lidorish Moshe Benu structured it. Vafilu nechle, and then he goes off to the next piece. He's in the middle of something, so he says the reason why it is a difference because this is Piyah Gvura and this is Bi Moshe. I want to ask a question, a strange question. If I tell you two people told me over the story. Reuven told me the story, and it was helter skelter. What happened before happened after the police came, and the guy had shot him, and they were standing. And I can't make heads or tails, beginning or end or middle of it. And Shimon tells me over, like it says in Chazal, Dov Dov Alefanov. He tells it to me from A to B to C to D. Who is a better narrator? Whose testimony is more reliable? Whose dvarim are more divrei chachma? Well, obviously, the second person, Dibur Dibur Alefanov, is one of the elements that is a positive virtue. It shows that your words are with chachma. You say rishon rishon sheni. A difference between chachma and a goyim is a chachma answers rishon rishon achron achron. So you're telling me when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke kol haTorah kula ein mukta mucha b'Torah, and you can't dash it because they were just a parsha at random. Moshe Rabbeinu was a gifted editor, and when he said over the Torah, he put it down in a way you could dash it. So there's a mila in Moshe Rabbeinu's editing, the way he gave it over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean?
So how can you make a dash based on Moshe Rabbeinu's seed? Meaning it had to be the line, but it's not a dash.
Correct, but it's still called Moshe. So why is it called Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, so you're saying, so why didn't Akash Baruch the other Sfarim? Why didn't do the other Sfarim? I mean, Manavshach. What does it mean? It's very hard to understand that that's a Mila. I mean,
the rest of the Torah. I mean, the Rashi in the study said that parshas by parshas.
Fine. Whatever point we're talking about, however you'll learn these parshas and yonim or within an inyan.
Right.
Whatever it is, there's a malyusa in parshas Dvarim, in Sefer Dvarim of other Sfarim about dashing mukta mucha.
Why is that bad?
Because he says the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Mukdam Mucha, and Moshe Rabbeinu was misadarit with a Seder.
How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talked about in Yonam at the time, Moshe, maybe if you say Megillus, wrote down each thing in union, and then
well, you would assume that I mean, Akash Baruch Hu is dictating it to Moshe Rabbeinu in order to write it. You would assume that there's a Seder Advarim, because that's the way in which you do things. Seder Advarim.
Megillus. I mean,
even if it's Megillus, Megillus means it was prakim, but however it's done, there needs to be a Seder Advarim. I mean, that's a chacham. That's one of the milas of a chacham over a not chacham, is over goylem, is that things are mesuder. And on Yehuda it says vayigash, you know, hischel daber double fan of Seder.
There was a Seder, there was also a Seder.
He says ein muktam mucha.
I understand it's not muktam mucha, but there's a Seder. Avraham still had, was still a cheshvan.
So why don't we dash a smuchin? If there's a Seder, why don't we dash a smuchin?
No, it didn't happen.
I don't know. I don't. Okay, let's take a look at the next one. Let's just get the ritual also. There's other shittim gebetzes. Afiluman loydar smuchol atayru kula mishatayr darish. Aima mishum de mishnatayr divre moishahay. V'yaf al pi shekula nemer pi akvura. Mikoma koim kibeshek for nemru tchilo b'sider echad v'asher chayzer b'sider acha v'adek shem echad v'am zelazele droshen es mechukim shenestur b'sider rishon. So there's something here very, very obscure, hard to understand. He says mitaimon shemisha toydi v'moishahein v'afal b'shekul nemru pi agvura mikoma koim kibeshek for nemru tchilo b'sider echad v'asher acha v'adek shem echad v'am zelazele droshen es. So the overall picture, I understand. He says like this. He says, Mishnah Torah is a repeat of Torah. Even though Rishonim talk a lot about, we find many mitzvahs that were not listed. I think Rishon Fal Hirsch has like 100 mitzvahs that were not listed before they're listed here, or maybe 200, a huge amount, and things haven't been repeated. But Eich Shelo Yeh, he's saying, listen, we have Kol HaTorah, now we have Mishnah Torah over again. Since the Seder is different, Bal Korchok, there's a paid on the Seder. That I understand. But it's very not clear his the way he says it's this is different. Moshe, not Mishkol Nem Pi Agvura. I'm not sure what that means, be it as it may. Finally, the last one is Ramban. There's also Ramban in the beginning of Chumash that alludes to these things, and he says like this: the last piece, the Ramban here, sort of steps into a little bit the Kabbalah part of it, and he says like this. Vizel Maimer Rabbi Seinu. It's three lines from the bottom. But it, if you back up a little bit, let me just see where Allah said Nabris. I will be Mishnah Torah Omaim Loisisham Kolasham Lakechel Lishmas Kol Mitzvoisov VeYaskesham Tomid Loshen Arira. You have a Loshen of Arirus UPasach Ben Orata Kebrochen Aderes Mehem VaMavitin Hashem VeZeo Maimer BeSeinu Kolos Shabatoras Kana Loshen Rabim UMoishe Ki Omam Piagvur Amran VeShabe Mishnah Torah Loshen Yochid UMoishe Kam BeAtz Amran Ki Hagvura Asa Moishe Shliach BeInoy Ben Kol Yisrael. So he's going back to the previous point, and he says that Moshe is mipi agvur omron means he became a shliach. It's almost a quote from Rashi that he became a shliach, and that was his mitzias. And the rest of it, it's not clear. He's not clarifying more about this. Okay. So let's see, I want to look at two Rishonim that will put it more by Riches, one Rishon puts it more by Riches in place, and then somebody who gives a shtickle starts giving a shtickle a bit of a teich and shabbat. On page 5, there's an Abar Benel. Now, if anybody wants to look through this inyan with everything there is about it, a tremendous resource is the Torah Shlema of Menachem Mendel Kasha in general. He is encyclopedic in his mekayris for obscure things. He's incredible, and in the back of each volume, he deals with a topic with an unusual topic or topics actually, and he doesn't have his own maskanis or his own structure. He just brings everything there is, an incredible volume of stuff. He has on Tirgumim, and he has on this Shaila before about Megillus Nitnu, voluminous material. On this, he has no less, and if you want to spend the rest of the summer doing something well and into the winter, you're welcome to look at it. It's in Parshas Mishpatim. It's in his Miluim by Mishpatim. He goes through a tremendous yam of all sorts of Mekairis, but you have to look at it. I try to take out the Nekudis that I think form a certain whole. Next one is an Abarbanel. And the Abarbanel, I reprinted it from the Yesod HaTorah. That's the place where I don't get into trouble with copyrights. So it's a, the Abarbanel deals with the Shaila. Generally speaking, just stam a Maimon Musker. If you look in Yonim, that there are a lot of Rishonim that Rishonim speak about a Makif in Inyan. The Abarbanel was at the end of the Kufis Rishonim. He was part of the Goli Sfarad. His pirush in general is malakit, a tremendous. He'll on a topic where there's a lot said, and a certain type of topics that he deals with, he will put down the questions. He will bring all the sheetas that he had access to, list them, bring the kashas on them, and be down on them. It's a very, very good safer in terms of a hekif of the sheetas beforehand. So he's really incredible. Okay, Shelosi Bakashasi. This is how he starts off the Akdamah to Dvarim. By the way, just Maima Musker, once we're speaking about it, this is not how he starts off Dvarim. I want to explain how he starts off Dvarim. Abarbanel was a wealthy, successful person in Lisbon, in every way possible. And he had everything. Standing, money, hakol bakol mikol, Torah gul mokam echad. He was expelled with all the other Jews, lost everything he had and owned, went through terrible tsaras and gulgum, so on and so forth. His biggest tsar was that he lost his pirush on a chelek Torah. And when somebody found it in some miraculous way and got it to him when he was, I think it was in Italy or somewhere along there, his simcha is incredible. And that's really what he talks about. That's how he starts the verse. That's just to give a sense of priorities of these people. Shalosi Bakashasi. He says, I have a question. In Mishneh Torah asher so much of Yisrael, Ritzaylei Masefer El Dvarim, Hoye Meis Hashem Nashemayim, Vadvarim asher Hoye Boi Moshe Omer Pi Agvura, Ki Yesi Divra Torah Mibreishis, Adlein Kol Yisrael, Eilu Veil Divra Kim Chaim, V'Yosem Shinu Chiluf. So is Dvarim a seamless chelik of Torah? It's part of Torah like from no difference. Oy. Im Sefer Mishneh Torah Omer Shem Atzmoi, did Moshe say it on his own? Chibroi veOmroi, kimevaya Masha Hevin mekavonis loikis be'ar mitzvus. He's saying over what he understood. It's a chazara, so it's his understanding. Moshe Amar Kozev Hoil Moshe Beres Dei Torah Zois. It says Moshe began explaining it. Kederach Yedi Dasim Vini Mada Shivar Al Sefer Kol Davar Kasha. He's a teacher. So three dots means I skipped a lot of material here. Masha isi ani b'tshuvas kol zehu. Shalehoisek avanas adenu Moshe b'seifas aduchil Yisrael. So he goes through over here that a Moshe Rabbeinu did not say any really new mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs that he refers to is simply an explanation of things that were given shorthand and cryptically before him. And that Abarbanel says, I'm not going to go through it inside, he says, every mitzvah in Dvarim that seems new is merumas before, somewhere in Torah before. He says, even the Teichachis, the last paragraph, Ulfishim mitzvah scharam, hayef shishis chachas mesfakis, mipas mashom shkav seim bamidba, chutzrich hamalamid lahoil ma olav asholom mesapel lehem at Dvarim alolu, loy lechich bonam ashasavay sehem. He's he says there were sfeikis in Amunah as well. The teichachis are not just divrei Musa. They're setting up a structure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bris with Klal Yisrael. And that also became nishkach. And he went over it again. It was a new dar. Went over it again to explain it and so on and so forth. Okay, so that's so the first piece he says, and again, I took out his masamat. He brings a lot of rayas, kashas, tirutzim. I took that out just to get to his point. Next paragraph, ha'omnam inyan ha'seifa zevim mitosehu. Now, so now we explain that Moshe Rabbeinu got up, and at the end of the tkufa klais on the midbar, he told them, he rechazeded, explained things that were not clear, re-sharpened the inyan of a bris and kashbar on klai Yisrael, einshim, schar, and so on and so forth. Ha'omnam, in a seifa zeva mitosehu, she Moshe Rabbeinu shalom omad varam eile, ubi ha-mitzis shesku pal Yisrael, et serich predosei. V'rotza kadosh baruch hu, achri shehishlum am Yisrael, sheyikosei b'seif ha-Torah kolzek misham Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that this hezber of Moshe should become Torah as well. In other words, and let's get it clear. It's not, it was not be'etzim divrei Torah until HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into divrei Torah as the hezber of the mitzvahs.
Maybe there were some pieces added. Hine, imkein shamiras advarim el Yisrael hoy Moshe ben Shalom loy hoysak sivas and sefer Torah mimenu. Kehine lekasa Hashem eis advarim atzmoi. Keich yichtev dar matzot asal kim avol ksivas ukol empi agvur kol divrei Torah.
So, we have basically a fleshed out version of the point we saw before in the Rashbash and so on, as follows. It was Moshe Rabbeinu's explanation of Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to put in. But there's a knetch here we didn't say before, and let's delineate it. Bilam's Dvarim, what Divrei, pardon the pun, Bela. I mean, he spoke the things he shouldn't have said. The Nochash spoke things that are ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu quotes it in the Torah as these are in Yonim that the Nochash said. This is what the Nochash says. This is what Bilam says. This is what Paro says, and so on. Moshe Rabbeinu said, a Chazorashir on Kol HaTorah Kula. Moshe Rabbeinu said, let me explain to you what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this will become Divrei Torah as the Hezber of Torah. Understand? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Divrei, the Nachash, are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pointing out, what does Ra say, Be'etzim? This is Divrei Ra. Bilam and Paro and so on. And different versions. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying over Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the way in which Torah is to be said over. This is the way to say it. I guess some just came to mind. I would like to. I had a relative who lived in Tel Aviv. A very isha gedolah v'chashuv. My name was Rebetzin Lapin. The name was Lopiansky. See, she was a sister of Eli Meshkovsky. She was a big Tanakh teacher, and they would come to Kfar Chassidim often to visit her brother, Eli Meshkovsky. And they used to go into Rebbe Lopian as well. He was not related. Rebbe Lopian was not a Levi de Levine. It's my family. It's Dev Lopiansky. That was the family name. She would say Shurim Tanach. They're very famous in Tel Aviv. And women came. So every time she went there, he would ask Rebbe Lopian would ask her what you spoke about, what points. She told him one week that I spoke about David and Bathsheba. And Reb Elia sat down with her and says, tell me over word by word everything you said. And she told him over the whole shiur, and he said, exactly like that. That's the way you should have taught it, and that's the way you teach it. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the Chazar of Kol HaTorah Kula, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu confirmed that this is the Chazar of Kol HaTorah Kula. And we'll see in another minute or so, we'll see in another while, we'll understand the fullness of it.
like the Dibri Nachash in the sense that this is what Ra is, this is what Chazar is, this is meaning it's the same type of...
It's, but the Dibri Nachash is to point out what the enemy says.
Right, no,
and Divrei Moshe is to point out how you're supposed to learn up Torah.
It's just a different type of prat, but it's the same thing.
Let's give a mashal. Imagine I said something, and somebody contested what I said. So if I'm either honest or a good presenter, I will say so-and-so contested what I said and disagreed strongly. Let me explain to you why what he said is nonsense. So my calling the other person is not a haskama. If anything, it's meant to sharpen why I disagree with him terribly. But let's say I said this and someone said it over in a way that I think is even better than I said in a certain sense. And we'll see in a second why, what it means. That's a haskama. You're talking about a kotza la kotza.
I'm just pointing out the shame that the version has been matched. This is what Ra says. This is what...
But it's a yeah, but just that, I mean, akatsa lakatsa.
Of course, I think that...
Okay, well, let's see. It'll become a little more clear with another point.
Yeah, but first we give us some of the Yeshua on the death of Moshe, those psukim that deal with the death.
However you understood it, it's certainly, if it's part of Torah, either Bedema, Kosvo, whatever it is, I don't know, however the Merlo is in Echnami, that's a description of it. Let's go back to Rabbeinu Bechaya, and now I want to begin to understand. Okay, so let's outline the facts that we've gotten, and then we'll try to understand a little bit more the content. So the facts are, Moshe Rabbeinu, the first four Sfarim are direct, they were said first by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is Kol HaTorah Kula. That includes everything, at least for a Misa. The fifth Sefer, Moshe Rabbeinu first said, he said no Chidushim of his own, but he said a Chazor Hashir on Kol HaTorah Kula, and Chazor Hashir means emphasizing the points, developing the points that had been Beremiza or Behesta, that he felt people need to know. When it finished, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this too is Torah Zalikim. And that was written into Torah, Al Pi Hashem. That's it. Okay, now, let's understand. So that's the fact, so to speak. Now let's try to understand a little bit the mashmos of it. How do we understand this? Let's go back to page 4. There's a Rabbeinu Bechaya. V'yesh lecha lizbein in oid loma hischal asef ze bemilas eila v'le'oma ve'eila hadvarim. Why does it start with a vav? It's a hemshech. This is what happened in Midburn. These are the things that he said. Kivush hakol kishech bevav. Avol ze yoyer de Menachaya says ke asef ha'chamishi azeh afal pishu miyuchad im ha'ar b'rishaynim v'akol kishech b'yin echad. Even though it's a direct hemshech of Torah, it's an organic part of Torah. Hinei hu inyam efnei atzmoi ke inyan ha'esrig shehu miyuchad im minov she'ein mitzvasei lemohem al efnei atzmoi she'ein la'agde beger shalhem. So Mechai gives us a dugma. And a dogma that's physically, halachically, physically, we can visualize, and it goes much deeper than just the physical. If a person takes lulav and hadassim and arabas without an esrig, it's nothing. And yet, he has to keep it in two separate hands. He's not supposed to keep it together. Adrabah, that's why we have a booming industry of clip-on shyness, so that you can keep it separate. You don't bunch them in one hand, because you're not supposed to bunch them. You're supposed to keep them in separate hands together. V'chein heishniya shebeshem shemidas hadin rafa miyases yisrael alshev averis v'chein nikra sefer chamisha ze mishatayr. And here he throws in something which is a remiz al pi kabbalah. The last hay of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is separate. It's looked at as being something separate. Lokach hiskol meishle v'teichoch ledabem yisrael koshes umar v'teichon divarakets. Another mashal which he doesn't bring here. Is a person's hand, and we have five fingers. The hand works when the thumb
is in opposition to the fingers. If it would be aligned with the fingers, it wouldn't do very much. It's the utility of the hand is because we have four fingers and a fifth and an opposable thumb, which gives us what we need. So kidugma seh, or this is the dugma of this, that's the relationship. In what way? What does it mean? So let's take a look at, we're going to look at a morale and then and a Reb Tzadik a second, that's, and we'll hold it there. Page 8 and 9. This is the morale is in Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael is his sefer about Matan Torah, and it deals with a lot of major issues about Torah in different ways. V'koydim Shibana, I'm not going through the whole thing obviously, but I just V'koydim Shibana L'vayadav Azeh Roy L'chol Adas HaHefesh Sheish Be Mishneh Torah Ashebo Gamad Yivashin Shara Torah. Let's understand the difference between Mishneh Torah and other ones. V'mesechtes Megillah Eim Afsikim Meklolos and Koma Baya L'shon Meklolos and so forth, and he brings the Chazal that we brought. V'ein HaKavon Azeh Chashon Shem Moshe V'dav Be'atzma Afayis Echot. Moshe didn't decide to include in Torah even one ois. Rak HaHefesh Sheish Be Mishneh Torah. Okay, so here he says this side. Rak ha'hefesh sheyesh bein ha'mishnah Torah bein shar ha'Torah ki ha'Torah she'nosna Hashem Yisbach li'Yisrael yesh ba'shtei b'chines. Torah has in itself two b'chines. Ha'b'china ha'achas mitzad Hashem Yisbach asher noisna Torah. One b'chine is mitzad Hashem Yisbach who gave the Torah. Ha'b'china ha'shenis mitzad Yisrael ha'mikalmas ha'Torah. It's mitzad kaisos mikalmas the Torah. V'imhoye echad noisna chaver dover. If a person were to give something to somebody else, in other words, tell somebody who's equal to him, this is the point he's making. Let's talk about this, and this is in many ways really the teichen of what the Rishonim is saying. Let's give an example. A person learns a Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim al Rambam. Reb Chaim worked his whole life to produce Reb Chaim al Rambam. The vast majority that he had prepared and he had written up, he tossed out. He rewrote it tremendous amount of times. And went over everything with his children. Every time he had a suffix, he threw it out, and so on and so forth. He worked and honed down his lashon to be as precise as possible, exactly where he wants it. There's a story that somebody, and it's a story that's kind of a very believable story. Somebody was once riding with Reb Chaim in a train, and he told Reb Chaim over. He said they say over in the name of the Rav the following, and he said over as exactly where he heard it. Reb Chaim said it's a wonderful teretz. It's not what I said, and everything he told Reb Chaim that they said over in the name of Reb Chaim said it's a very nice teretz. Not what I said, and it wasn't because the person was off completely. Just Reb Chaim had it honed down to noise. We're talking to mechanchim here. Different grades, different levels. I think it's elementary that if a kid will tell you over Reb Chaim in exact way it says, then it's clear they didn't understand it. 100% clear. Nobody that says a shir that will ever say Reb Chaim and say exactly the state. Reb Chanan would say it. It's interesting. I've heard from people who went to Reb Chanan. Reb Chanan, everything was very thought out, very methodical. And somebody who asked someone to shir, Reb Chanan would think and he would say over many times, say over exactly what he said, ois ba ois, what he said before. But that's because he felt that the person hadn't listened carefully enough and so on. But when you say over Reb Chaim, you say it in different words. You use all sorts of mishalim. You compare it. You say it a little bit differently. Say it in your own words. Because there's the way the medaber understood it and the way the shemei understands it. If two scientists who are big scientists in a very specific field talk to each other, there's one type of language. If he's speaking to a lay audience, you use different language. Now, The other language is less precise, but more accurate in what the person will understand. What is the person understanding when he hears it? So there's the same emes. Mitzad, the medaber, has one flavor to it. It has one mohus. And mitzad, the shemeya, it has a second mohus. And both, and if it's right, they both are absolutely necessary. It's fascinating. The Ramchal is Ramchal's Sfarim are incredible in a different range of it. There's one sefer I always found incredible. There's a sefer. It's a sort of introduction to Kabbalah. It's called Kalach Pisrei Chachma. Very famous sefer. What he did in the sefer was as follows. He wrote 138 klolim in Kabbalah. Very, very pithy, very condensed, very sharp and short. And then he wrote a pirush on what he wrote. A big pirush. And the pirush is as concise and as short. The words are, his pirush is tremendous arichas. So you ask yourself, did he have a split personality? What was going on? So write it the way that you want to write it. The answer is, the precision of him putting down the way he understood it is in the pnim. That's the way it is. The Havana of the Mekabel and the Shemeya lies in the Arichos HaDvar. And so every emes, every Dvar emes has two panim to it. It has the panim of the Medaber and the panim of the Shemeya. And the person, the one who's saying it, crafts an emes that is kefida medaba, and the way in which somebody ought to understand it and listen to it is a whole different chelik of Torah, and that's called the shemeas. So the Maral says those are the two halakim. It's the same thing that Rabbeinu Bechaya means when Rabbeinu Bechaya means when he says the esrig apart from that. I don't want to go into the terminology, but there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis as they come down to us, and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis as our world expresses them. And that is mitzad neisim, mitzad mekabel. It's a very fundamental yesod in many dinyanim. So Torah has in itself two oifanim, the precision of the neisim and the havana and the tefisa of the mekabel. Moshe Rabbeinu dvarim were, how do these words reflect itself? And give you an example. I want to tell you, the last few years I've been given the test for the, I test the bachur for me, yeshiva. I go up to New York 2 times a year and I test. And part of the test is a bachur says shtickle Torah. You can, one of the clearest ways of distinguishing between somebody who was taught by rote to somebody who actually knows what he's saying is you tell him, you know what, how about just briefly tell me over what the point is, and you will get a sharp contrast between a person that will think of it and say this is the point and it's based on this, to a person that says no, I have to say the whole thing. It's very, very clear that one is somebody's medaber mitoch groinoi, and one is a person actually as makabel. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first Torah of a makabel saying his diburim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said yes. This is the way different Torah are when they're captured perfectly mitzad the mekabel. So it's together. Torah is mitzad neisim, mitzad the mekabel. The Torah the way neisim said the mekabel. And since Moshe Rabbeinu's diburim were perfect as a mekabel, the Kaddish Baruch Hu was mechaber to Torah as such. It's incredible, incredible. It's late. I want to add two monikudas here. The first is a goyen. The Goyen says this. The Goyen says it in his brief way. It's on page 10. This is taken from a sefer called Tfilas Chana. It's a collection of all sorts of odds and ends of the Goyen that it came out with. I mean, it's come out a few times, but this is from Reb Shlomo Brevda. It put it out. The Goyen says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak in the Torah, Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned 50 times. It's just fine when it's spoken in a personal way, whatever. He says 25 times in all of Torah and 25 times in Dvar. In other words, it's important that you have all of it, as many times you have in Torah, you have in Devar. Because, it doesn't say because, it just says, Vein chafei b'div Hashem Yisparach, v'chafei b'div Moshe b'mishna Torah, v'sif v'bilom, sh'nema ke'omra mipi atzmoy. It was said, ke'omra mipi atzmoy, as if he would say it from himself, which goes to Moshe mipi atzmoy. So he brings over here in Evan Shlomo, which is just his likud. He brings a famous Dubna Magid. Take a look. I am beseful Yaakov al Terma Magid with Dubna Zal. Reish Pashas Dvarm Zal Shoyna. Vihine, Sha'alti Espi Moya Viravi, or Rabbein HaKodesh HaKoyin HaChosid Yom Vilna Zatzal. Ma Evdel Ben HaTorah HaKtoish HaMishah Torah. What's the difference? V'amali. Karboim asforim harbasforim shinim hoyunishmoy mi pekash brochu beatsmoy derach groinashal moisha. Loikach, loikain safe dvarim, hoyestrol shamim as diva safe as a kasha shomodiva nevim asacha moisha, ashakash brochu omel a novia yoim, uli mochaholach a novi shmech as an Israel. The imkain, beesa shadiba novel am quay netak menadiba loiki. Kena yasef edvorm nishma yisom pi mashaber shama asma. So we don't, when we find these type of descriptions, we don't know what that Kadosh Baruch Hu sounds like pikor shomaisha and so on. What it means is the first chelik of Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu is simply the physical recording, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teaching. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah and teaching. Masha Ein Kein Devarim is it's already Moshe Rabbeinu reflecting, saying over what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Saying over what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said is Gufei Torah. Saying over something in order that you will kailit it. And in a certain sense, it's the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. The whole musik of Torah Shebaal Peh is when the Divrei Torah enter my das, and my das, on obviously on condition that my das is Eskarab, it's a Torah Kedas. The Divrei Torah that come from it, what Abaya holds and what Rava holds, that it says in the Pasuk, that the Pasuk means, that's Divrei Torah. So that's a goy. I want to finish with Reb Tzadik over here.
The guy is saying that the Moshe Rabbeinu's mind is so iskarabit that it was sort of.
No, he says the main point of going is that this is shechina migroinish al Moshe, and this is, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu simply served as a vehicle to write the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down, whereas this other one is not Moshe. It's not Shechina Medaberes Baruch Groinoi. It's Moshe reflecting on the Divrei Torah. He says it's Netak Men Adibur. Just like when the Navi comes to me, the Navi is telling me over what he said, and so too Moshe Rabbeinu was now telling me over what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. It didn't. What? Slightly different. Yeah, right. It's slightly different. And again, the Goyen is very brief. It's hard, but it is slightly different. But I think it's the same Nakuda. One is I'm simply a vehicle for transmission. One is I'm reflecting. I finally want to finish with yes. It's true. Don't accept what the guy said. I learned this, I was blown away. We do the Maggid, you think of all of the Mishalim of, like the nice Mishalim about this, that, the other thing, kind of very folksy Bal Mishalim and so on and so forth. Imagine walking into the Goyen and asking him to describe, and the Goyen being Magdir Gufei Torah. It's incredible. He must have been more than just a Mishalom guy with and by the way, those Mishalom are also a way of reflecting of things in another context. Okay, I want to finish one thing with Reb Tzadik. I'm not going to go inside, but I'll say it over outside. It's on page 11. Reb Tzadik says an incredible point. He looks at the Maila of Sefer Dvarim from a different, the same idea, but coming from the exact opposite direction. And he says as follows. It's Divrei Teichacha, Sefer Dvarim. He says, the problem of Dvarim that are written down is that they don't have the person saying them. I'm just quoting a line here. Achapei mashkos kasavnu
ha-hevdol bein teichoch ha-shem teich ha-sforim u-bein ma she-shem pi mochi ha-chai she-beshas ha-dibo yoytzim ha-lev ha-dezich ha-salev. When you have dvarim, when you read something, it has its information and it's nice, its effect is limited. When a person speaks, because the person puts himself into what he's speaking, if he does, if a person is passionate and he's living the words he says, a part of his passion and so to speak life force comes in with those words, and that's why Dvar Mayitzim and Alev have such an impact on a person. He says, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, so even Divrei Torah that are written, the first four Sfarim, they have their Dvar Hashem, but they're written. And it's the Dvar Hashem as written, and b'meila, it affects us up to a certain point because it's Ksiva. Eilo HaDvarim HaShadiba Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Torah the Diburim of Moshe that carried the impact of a Dibur forever. We have a sort of, it's almost like you have a recording as opposed to reading something. The Divrei Moshe, Eilo HaDvarim HaShadiba Moshe means that Moshe's Diburim as Diburim have become part of Torah. It has the Mila, by being a step down and being Moshe's Diburim, it is able to affect us in ways that just the things that are written by Ezra Kim couldn't affect us because it's so beyond us. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Sharkan HaKol Yisrael and he has himself in a Kudu of Chizol Pai Yisrael, his Diburim would forever be Diburim. And he brings over here, he used to learn every day a few psukim in Mishneh Torah. That's his Musa Sefer. Why does he say Dvar? So he's coming from the other end by being a step down. In other words, in the precision of Torah, you have an exactness and a Dvar Hashem that is emes in a certain way. Masha'enkein, once you have a Masha'enkein, Moshe Rabbeinu's Diburim, but it carries in itself the Diburim of Moshe, which can affect us the way nothing else can. So the Torah encapsulated in us the Diburim, and it remained eternally as the Diburim affects the Diburim. I wanted two more nekudas, possibly not written here, but I think, yes.
That's different than the Navi. Meaning, when we say that the Navi are written, what
So in a chenami, the divrei techach of a navi are divrei techach of a navi carry some of that sense of it. There's a vertel that the Chozen Lublin said. Again, in Yiddish, it's much better. You can tell clearly that Torah was given Yiddish. It's very clear from the way in which Yiddish is so much more useful. They asked him, some misnagid asked him, Rebbe. He said, "There's so many good sfarim out there. What do you need a Rebbe for? You know, what do you need a Rebbe for? Everybody, there's plenty of Sfarim, learn Sfarim, that's enough." Which was always kind of a point of conflict between Sidim and Napsidim. So he said, a Vertel, Chassidish Vertel, obviously, he's going to answer with a. He quoted, you know, the line we always say in Davening, Val Yedei Avadecha Nevi'im Kosev Leimar. Which means, you know, it's an introductory phrase, whenever you bring Divrei Nevuah, Val Yedei Avadecha Nevi'im Kosev Leimar. So he passed it differently. He said, "Val yedei avadecha," by the avdei Hashem, which is the rebbes, the tzaddikim, the avdei Hashem. Hanevi'im kasuv, a written navi lemar begins to talk. Avert redivtik is the word he used. In other words, sfarim have a certain distance and a certain coldness that don't lend themselves to. They don't carry that impact.
But when you have it, that's where you get the full force of that impact. I want to add one more nisbach, and that we'll finish with that. Going back to Mukta Mocha B'Torah, the question we asked, you know, how is it that you can dash and sukkah's Mukta, ain't Mukta Mocha and Torah, and so on and so forth. And we asked, could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu was a more effective editor than this and that? Let's create a dogma and let's understand. One understands why a certain person is not an effective teacher for difficult material. Why is so-and-so can't teach college-level calculus? Because he doesn't know it himself. That's a good answer. What you don't know, you can't teach. He barely understands himself. Why can he teach this, that, and the other thing? It's beyond him. So some of it will come along with Kavachayma. So that means anybody who could teach calculus in college can teach arithmetic in third grade. I assure you it's not the case. That, you know, and why not? What's the problem? The Kavachayma. The answer is because I can't break it down. A person who's a big balmoichna, a person who's a big seichel, understands it as one unit. The way in which a teacher breaks it down requires some sort of understanding it the way a child understands it. I don't understand it, and being able to break it down into pieces. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hoya hoive v'yia. The time is not any inyan klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't is meaningless. If Torah is Torah's emes, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, then there's no mukta mamocha, because it's mitzad the milus of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have, but then it's not given in a tzura of the noisin. Going back to the point we said before, there's a tzura of Torah mitzad the noisin. And mitzad the noisin, Torah, it's absolutely irrelevant, the mukta mamocha. A person who understands how a car works and he's ruggling it, when he starts, yes, first the gas goes in, then it mixes with the air. That's it. I hop it in 1 second, I understand the problems in 1 second. I can't think of it that way. I can't think of it step by step because step by step is artificial. I get the whole picture. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad in every way possible. And therefore, if the Torah would, to fit something that's beyond Zman, and that's why Mikra's Nidrash Lefanav Achrav, you can look at Torah in so many different ways, and they all ring true. They're all true. They're all an emes. The gematria, the this, the that, this time, that time, the other time. All of it, it's mitzad the reimimus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Structure can't bind it, and therefore imposing mukta mamocha is risar. Mitzad havanas b'nei adam. It's the other way around. If a person comes to me and rambles before and after the middle, it's not because he's a mailo min hazman, and maybe he is, but it's not a mailo that is a mailo min hazman. It's just like people who used to experiment with different, we'll call them medications, when I was young, they would have these phenomenal experiences where time and space lost its meanings and they're at. We didn't see it as a... So they, at first it was kind of, wow, we transcended. They didn't transcend anything. They simply lapped off part of their brain. It wasn't mitzad mal, it was a chisar. When we say over something, we need to structure it. So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, there's no mukta mocha, and therefore you can't dash a smuchin, because it's le'elo le'elo. It's le'mailo from structure in Zman. And therefore that, once Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over, like we said before, the Chazar Shir needed to be said over, the Makabal understands it. Mitzad the tfisa of a person who heard it. So if somebody comes and says over, a lot of times, you know, when you listen to a young boy saying over a shir, it's painful, like, and this, and he said, it is saying this. I have it. It's one point by me. It's one nekuda. But it's not by the child. So smuchin is to be able to, muktem me'ocher, ein muktem me'ocher, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the truthsor of it. Mitzad us, it leaves us helpless a bit. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gave that first Chazar Hashir, put it into a structure, because that's the elementary feast of people, and b'meila, it took on everything. That's how this point answers that. I think that's the... I think we have a little bit... It's a little mocha now. So is there any questions or whatever? I don't know what to say that term is.
How does the student around on the sheet of that Moshe Rabbeinu?
So if I cared, the clear, even when it's clear, the Adarabba, that's exactly when the best Talmud said, like we said before, when the best Talmud says over a shir, he's not the person, he's not saying over my words literally. He's reflecting it back to me in a way that I hear he understood me perfectly. Aspaklai Mira means he was toifis, there was nothing that crept in that was, but now it's Moshe speaking. That's exactly, it's the perfect Talmud saying over the perfect Chazar Hasheh. A perfect Chazar Hasheh is not a verbatim repeat of the Sheh. That's how they heard it. In other words, the other Talmud is already two steps down. I didn't cap quite, it's like the Moshe, you hear something from somebody that you didn't even cap so clearly what he said, and you say over, this was the point that he was saying, he said certain elements I didn't have so well. So in every Navi, the Tfisa itself was lacking, because of the Achiras HaChayim, like the Rambam says, and therefore it's called the Spakta HaShemir. Moshe Rabbeinu's Tfisa was as exact as possible. Whatever a human being could possibly ever, this is exact. And therefore when he said it over, it was as good as a Makabal could say it over. But even as Spakta HaShemir, it was a Rav and a Talmud. It wasn't two shavim like the Maral says.
How come? Yeah. How come in every other aspect of the four sfarim, the first four, in terms of the choice of words and even the ordering within a parsha, we don't say that it's so lamala from us that we can't even darshan it and understand the order. Dafka, the ordering between the parshiyos, is where Rabbi's saying that that it's so beyond us that we can't even darshan smuchim.
Because every time we darshan something, we automatically look at an akuda. I'm saying I'd like to reflect on the tense used over here. I'd like to reflect this, that. So I'm not imposing an order. I'm teasing out a certain akuda, a certain kanaich. Whenever I say, when I'm trying to mukta mucha, I'm putting in a logical superstructure and saying, well, this is following this. If it follows this, this must be reason. It's different in its nature, I think. In terms of one, I'm saying a prat, one of many prat. One, I need to put all, in order for mukta mucha to work, I need to be able to say it's out of order or it's in order. I need to be able to impose that this needs to fit in order. I think that's the...
It's like requires a more understanding of the whole big picture.
Yes, that's what I would think. That's a tentative guess. Yes, sir, Yosef.
When he spoke his Dvarim, he did it Ruach HaKodesh originally, right?
But from Ruach HaKodesh to Divrei Torah is a big gap. All Ksuvim is in Ruach HaKodesh. But to be able to give it, but to be able to make it part of Torah's Moshe, is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to write it in the Torah's Moshe. Okay. It's, yeah.
You did Darshan Smuchim and all in the rest in the first four.
Yeah.
How would that cheat the whole?
Maybe I can use that for a share for next time. Okay.
Anyone have to the output to be smart on your own floor from this table?
That's the point. They're arguing whether it isn't something that we could relate to enough to darshan.
What I said is not so true.